Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When you need to know,
it's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need the Sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We've got our Second Amendment defender and friend, GOA's Luis Valdez, joining us. Good morning, Luis. How you doing?
Good morning. I have to say, Tuesday night was a heck of a show.
It sure was, and the results have been phenomenal. Now, as a Second Amendment defender, let's get into some of the X and the Y's and the ins and outs, if you would. I know Senator Rick Scott has been mentioned as possible Senate Majority Leader, but you're kind of heading in that direction very cautiously. Explain why.
Well, Senator Scott, when he was governor, showed that he will bend political knee if it means he gets elected. And he did exactly that with Parkland, because if you recall, less than a year prior to Parkland, you had the Pulse nightclub shooting, and Senator Scott, then Governor Scott, stood before the old state capitol in Tallahassee and said, the Second Amendment is not the issue here, and no gun control happened. But then he ran for senator, then Parkland happened. He was down in the polls against Bill Nelson. He pushed gun control to get that squeak of a win. And we cannot have someone like that as the Senate Majority Leader in Congress, because what will happen if Trump makes a similar appointment to what he did back in his first term for the head of ATF? He nominated Chuck Canterbury, the former head of the Fraternal Order of Police, a guy that was so anti-gun that the Republican majority-controlled Senate under Mitch McConnell even told Trump, hey, no, we're not appointing this guy. So there are some dangers to having a Republican majority. Just saying, oh, the Republicans took power, that's fantastic. Look, it's a good thing, but we now have to vet who is actually going to be in those positions of power.
Well,
because just because they have an R by the name doesn't mean they're pro-gun.
Absolutely. Well said. Senator Scott, I am prepared to cut him some slack, and here's why. Because I have spoken with him through the years, both as governor and as a senator, and I feel like he has grown in his conservative maturity, if you will, understanding more than just the fiscal side of it, which he's an expert in as a former CEO, but also to understand, I think, the gun rights issue a little better. And maybe I'm giving him too much slack. We know that Stoneman Douglas thing was awful. It was an emotional legislative response to a terrible and tragic event. And I think together we all need to get together and say, look, bad things are going to happen in the future just like they've happened in the past. But it's unacceptable to make an emotional response that does two things. It takes rights away from law-abiding citizens, and number two, usually has no impact whatsoever keeping the dastardly deeds from happening again.
I could agree to that, except just recently, both myself and some of my cohorts have reached out to Rick Scott at his campaign events and asked him, hey, would you be in favor of repealing red flag laws And Rick Scott said no. He's still in favor of people's Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights being violated, their due process being violated to go after the Second Amendment. Now, he thinks that, oh, as long as there's a means of due process in the system, people are fine. Well, here's the thing. Guilty until proven innocent is an absolute violation of due process, so it doesn't work.
Yeah, there's too many ways in which, even under the best of circumstances, that kind of thing can be abused toward an individual, and you might not get a do-over. You know, somebody gets all their weapons taken away, and they're not paranoid. Somebody was maybe out to hurt them. Now they can't protect themselves. That's just one example.
Yep. Now, as I said, the fact that Republicans have control of the Senate, that's a good thing. You know, we discussed prior to the election that it was very important that Republicans controlled the White House and the Senate, especially for judicial picks. So, again, this is a good win. This is a good victory. But now GOA and gun owners as a whole across the country, we have to be very selective on who we support to run certain agencies, certain positions in government, certain positions within Congress. So now comes the vetting. You know, like Reagan always said, trust but verify. Now we're in that stage of the game. And I think that as things progress towards January, you know, we're going to get good candidates. We're going to get good choices. We're going to get good people into positions of power. And things are going to go smooth. And I can tell you this, outside of everything, I see the prices of firearms dropping a little bit. Hopefully ammunition drops in price, reloading components drop in price, which means shooters are going to be able to enjoy their Second Amendment rights far better without there being a financial strain because, hey, it costs money to go shoot. And next time Greg decides to sell a Smith & Wesson third gen, he has to tell me, too, about that.
Yeah, listen, shooting is a perishing a skill set that you want to practice, and you don't want it to be financially burdening. You want people to operate effectively and safely all the time and keep those skills sharp for obvious reasons. It's a safety thing. Overall, though, when you look at the outcome of this election, it's got to be extremely positive versus if things had went the other way, right, for gun owners?
Oh, very much so. This election was resounding. As we pushed, the Second Amendment was on the ballot, and Americans heard that, and they voted accordingly to protect their inalienable God-given rights. They protected the Second Amendment, they protected the Fourth Amendment, they protected their Fifth Amendment, they protected their First Amendment rights, because it's all intertwined, it's all interconnected. And again, they went and they voted. So thank you to all your listeners that voted. Thank you for voting the right choice.
And thank you for reminding us that even if somebody has an R attached to their name, doesn't mean they're a great friend and protector of the Second Amendment. We have to remain vigilant, and that's why people like yourself, Gun Owners of America, are so important to remind us. Luis Valdez, always appreciate it, my friend.
Always, and thanks for what you guys do and for being that shining beacon of liberty on the airwaves.
We'll continue to try to do that, and I want you to have a great, safe weekend, and I know you'll be thinking, just like us, about the veterans on the upcoming Veterans Day.
Yep.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.